Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, for the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Happy Monday! Yeah, we can make it a happy Monday. Nice September day. Absolutely. Beautiful. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here. Busy program today. We're going to talk to John Hinderrocker at the bottom of the hour from the center of the American Experiment. This school resource officer issue in Minnesota is not going away. There is a faction of the DFL that just, they hate police. And they are digging their heels in, and they're actually saying, no, we're fine with this. We're fine with this. We're not going to fix anything. School resource officers shouldn't be in schools. We're not going to change anything we did. In other words, they did all this on purpose. And now Governor Tim Walz and all the Democrats have to, live with this. Either fix it or live with it. So if you know a DFLer in Minnesota that represents you, I'd let them know quick. I can't believe it. I mean, early on it was like, how in the world did this happen without anybody knowing? They changed the language. You have schools and the law enforcement agencies saying the way the law is written now, we can't be in there because of how they changed the language. Big uproar. Okay, let's fix it. Has anything been fixed, Kevin?
No.
Hasn't been fixed, huh? Seriously.
Wow. I'm at a loss. I don't care about, you know, across the aisle, this, that, you know, political party. This is transcendent. This is a transcendent thing. This is our children. So it's not real. I mean, to me, it's not real hard, you know, and every time we have a tragic event at a school, you know, and we know what we're talking about, it always comes out that the gun did it and the gun, you know, and we all know that if we want to keep our kids safe, we need to harden these targets. We need to get our schools secure. We need to get SROs on the campus. We need armed protectors of our children to make sure that no armed insurgents or any sort of lunatic comes in and does what lunatics do with whatever they do it with. Please stop making it about some certain sort of weapon. You know, to protect the kids, secure the buildings, and by securing the buildings, that means you have a SRO there. You have an officer there. It's a new world we live in. I know we want to sing kumbaya around a campfire and, you know, it's all good and nothing. If everything goes bad, we're going to blame a device, but that isn't the reality of it. We need to protect the schools and that's how you do it. Period.
Minnesota's losing population for reasons just like this.
Yes, exactly.
There is an exodus. People are saying, I'm out of here. Let me read you this story. Minnesota law enforcement groups and Republican lawmakers continue to push for a special session to change a law that led to agencies pulling officers out of schools. But so far, Democratic farmer labor lawmakers and Governor Tim Walz have not shown any signs they'll agree to a return to the Capitol to revisit new legislation that creates restrictions for the use of prone restraints on students. Now, we should mention Governor Tim Walz early on said, okay, yeah, fine, I'm up for a special session. Let's get this figured out. And then a block of Democratic farmer labor, what do you call them again? You have a name for the radical wing of the Democratic Party in Minnesota?
The Pink Hairs.
The Pink Hairs, yeah. The Pink Hairs said, no, we don't want to. So then the Governor Walz flip-flopped back around on their side. Story goes on to say, while DFL lawmakers and Attorney General Keith Ellison say the law does not stop officers from using restraints in order to prevent serious harm or death, law enforcement groups argue the holds are needed in other situations. As a result, more than 30 agencies have pulled officers from schools since August, according to the Minnesota Chief of Police Association. 30 agencies taking officers out of schools. School is on today in Minnesota without school resource officers. Brainerd, Clay County Sheriff's Office, East Grand Forks, Morehead Police Department, Anoka County school officials, and the Minnesota Chiefs of Police Association, Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association, again calling for a special session this week, which only the governor can initiate. Peace Officer Association Executive Director said, we need to get school resource officers back in schools to help increase school safety. There are enough votes at the Minnesota legislature to repeal the law. Governor, let's get it done. He doesn't care about law enforcement. He's siding with the pink hairs. New language now in effect bans any employee or agent of a district, including a school resource officer, security personnel, or police officer contracted with a district, from using, quote, any form of physical holding that restricts or impairs a pupil's ability to breathe, restricts or impairs a pupil's ability to communicate distress, places pressure or weight on a pupil's head, throat, neck, chest, lungs, sternum, diaphragm, back, or abdomen, or results in a straddling a pupil's torso. Literally, they're telling law enforcement officers they know better how to handle a situation, and this is the George Floyd, you know, insanity now making its way to school resource officers.
That's exactly what it is, Scotty. That's exactly. And, you know, I'd like to ask this Minnesota lawmaker, this St. Paul legislator who got carjacked, who was a big, I forget what her name is. She's one of the dismantle immediately the Minneapolis. She gets carjacked and assaulted by four thugs. And who's the first person? What's the first call she made? Well, yeah, she called the police. But I would just like to, you know, get her to weigh in on the whole, you know, dismantle, defund. And I'm sure she's right with the cabal on this, too. It's sad. Unbelievable, it's sad.
It is. Another story for you today. Have you got your property tax bill yet? County's sending these out. And it shows you what...
I'm in Minnesota, buddy.
This is, by the way, something our legislature in North Dakota deserves a lot of credit for. Because they said, okay, taxing entities, you will send out a... estimated property tax summary, not only of what we paid in 2022, but what we're proposing for 2023, the percentage of change in actual percentage and real dollars, and you will also tell us when you're having a hearing on that budget. Isn't that a novel concept? They actually used to just sort of make the changes, and here you go, and not exactly publicize when they were... getting together. So, for instance, on mine, because I'm in the Fargo Public School District, it tells me that next Wednesday, a week from Wednesday, I'm sorry, a week from Tuesday, the 26th, at 6 p.m., there's going to be a Fargo Public School District meeting. Now, I want that, the reason I'm mentioning that now, a full week and a day ahead of that event, is because I'm hoping that we have enough watchdogs willing to go into the Fargo School District, and in addition to dealing with the wokeness of, we're not going to comply with a state law. No, we don't really want to have to identify, want to have to have conversations with parents. You know, we know better than the parents, actually. So, you know what, we're going to work with their kids, and if they want to change their gender or be referred to as something else, that's between us and the student, the school district and the student. The parent is, you know, secondary. They go off here. There's a lot to be concerned about at the Fargo Public School District, but most especially is that they're spending more money than the West Fargo Public School District, and the West Fargo School District has 1,000 more students. So somebody has some explaining to do. My tab in 2022 for the Fargo Public School District, $3,257. It's going up by $319 to $3,576.89 with 1,000 less students. So... Tuesday, September 26th, I'm going to be at the district administration building at 6 p.m. and ask why. Can you tell me why, when you have 1,000 less students, it costs more to educate a child in Fargo than it does in West Fargo? There's some best practices obviously underway right next door to you. Maybe you want to use some of those. Now, you might not be in the Fargo School District, but you got one of these notices, and it tells you when your county is meeting, your park district, your city, all of them, gives you all of their budget hearings. In fact, the 18th, which is today, 5:15 p.m., City Hall Chambers, they're dealing with the budget. When's the last time you were at a park district, a city, a county, a school district meeting concerning the budget? No complaining allowed about property taxes or what these entities are paying unless you are engaged and asking the questions. So tonight, City of Fargo. By the way, this afternoon, County of Cass, 3:30 p.m. I'll give you those again here in a minute so you can mark those down and participate. The big enchilada, though, next week, Tuesday, school district in Fargo. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutsman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burlake, and Burke counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like a harmonica with a little boost to it or something. Pretty nice. I like it. I like it. I like it.
Mouth harp there.
Mouth harp. Woo. Some funky stuff right there. 20 past the hour. What's on Your Mind? Brought to you today by our friends at Cirrusset. Cirrusset is a wellness company that helps its clients relax their brains to manage stress, restore hope, and achieve restful sleep. This is all about relaxing, rebalancing, and resetting. They help you find the most efficient and natural way to manage stress and improve your daily well-being. This has worked with folks with sadness, states of depression, anxiety, or nervousness, broken sleep. Anyone that lost their ability to handle stress, maybe an illness or an injury, physical or emotional. Chronic pain it helps with. Having early onset memory problems, difficulty thinking, they can help. And kids, by the way, with attention and focusing problems or behavioral problems could all help. Brain fog, too, still left over from COVID-19. Find out more at Cereset.com, C-E-R-E-S-E-T, Cerebral, C-E, Reset, C-E-R-E-S-E-T.com. Or call them at 701-566-5231. 701-271-1100, our telephone number. Text us at 701-237-1590. Henry in Fargo, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
All right, don't laugh, but I have an honest question. Isn't parents responsible for their kids legally in every sense of being? And I'm wondering how a low-level government agency, not a state, not a county, not even a city, just a school district, can do things medically and assist your kids mentally and not be illegal just under the basic concept of laws of a parent is responsible for that kid until they're 18 or 21 or whatever they're emancipated at. Somebody please help me understand how such a low-level government agency can do this to you and it not be illegal.
Are you talking about Fargo Public School District's defying state law on notification issues with parents? Is that what you mean?
Well, generally, I mean, across the country, what's going on with school districts and transitioning and gender identity and all this stuff. I mean, it should be illegal. I mean, it borderlines, obviously, in my mind, not even borderline, it's child abuse.
Yeah, Minnesota. Bring your some counselor brings your kid to Minnesota and you can't get him back. State law.
Your question, your premise, Henry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, they don't pay child support when the parents get divorced. I don't see the school districts paying child support. I don't see them picking the kids up after school, the school district doing that. How do they get away with something that has been something in the United States since day one, that the parents are responsible for the children until they're emancipated, and they get away with this stuff, and it's illegal. Like I said, it's child molestation.
Your premise is rock solid, but it's the reason that it's not as simple as that is because of the woke world we live in right now. This is, again, happening in school districts across the country. This is happening in states across the country. As Kevin mentioned, Minnesota, sanctuary state.
You know, my question, too, Scott, is that we haven't seen this tested yet. You know, I don't think a counselor or some teacher has brought a kid to Minnesota against his parents' wishes or that child's parents' wishes and exercised whatever they want to do for gender reassignment or surgery or whatever. So I don't think that's been tested yet. And so I don't know that they're even going to get away with it if they did. I would imagine if that I mean, can you imagine? I will sue everybody. I will sue the state of Minnesota. I will sue the governor. I will sue everybody that took my child. I can't end well, can it?
It's why we need to remain very vigilant, because this is all happening right underneath our noses. It is. And, you know, I mentioned earlier the Fargo School District meeting is related to their budget hearing next Tuesday at 6 p.m. But really, until these things are resolved, we need to be vigilant. We need to be at those meetings. We need to be asking questions. No doubt about it.
Can I dovetail one more thing into it?
Absolutely.
So I watch these videos with these tranny parades, or I don't want to say gay pride, but whatever it is, where they have these demonstrations. And I remember one where they were on bikes and they were naked. These people, men riding around naked on bikes, and people brought their kids there. Whatever happened to nude in public being illegal? I mean, these laws are still on the books. Whatever happened to these basic laws that says you can't be a pig in public?
Great question. They're there.
Simple decency.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
I think it's political correctness. You know it's wrong. You see it. You know it's wrong. You know, as you say, there's laws against this. But we're not gonna take on the rainbow jihad.
Taking
you know?
The godless factor in there a bit too, because that is.
You're posing good questions today, Henry. Thanks for the comments. Others welcome at 701-271-1100. Texter says, because they are advertised as gun-free zones, schools without SROs are an even softer target for maniacs. And again,
yes.
All these law enforcement groups want is the ability to restrain a student that is damaging property or causing disturbances, but aren't necessarily posing a serious danger to others. They're trying to get it before it escalates. And they changed the reasonable force standard language, which they say now narrows the use of force to life and death situations only. In other words, I can't restrain that student if he's taking a desk and whipping it around the,
exactly.
Tossing it about.
It's ridiculous. Student has a knife. Student has something. Student has a baseball bat, and I can't restrain him. And you know, by the way, we don't we need to do with all these these pink-haired legislators that don't like police? We need to let them sit in front of a marathon of cops. Watch the show Cops. See who these guys and girls, these gals deal with. See who these people deal with. You know, you got a 250-pound senior who's high on meth and ready to just tear up the chem lab, and you can't restrain him? In what world is that not allowed? I mean, in what world do you live where that shouldn't be a thing? I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is. I promised I would give you the date, time, and place for budget hearings. And again, if you got your property tax bill, you got this on the bottom. This is now required by the legislature that you get this, that citizens have an opportunity to present oral or written comments regarding budgets at or before the hearing. Okay? And the district budgets, by the way, are available in their normal place of business at least 7 days prior to the hearing. They're required by law to do that. So tonight, this afternoon actually, the county of Cass at 3:30 at the Cass County Courthouse will have a hearing on their budget. And by the way, the county has a $33 increase. I don't know what percentage change that is for me, but they're among the least offenders. The city of Fargo has the second highest increase behind the school district. 5:15 today, City Hall Chambers, City of Fargo. So 3:30 Cass County Courthouse, 3:15 Fargo City Hall Chambers, and then next Tuesday, the big offender, 1,000 less students in West Fargo, yet the budget is bigger in Fargo. What's wrong with this picture? 6 p.m. on the 26th, Fargo Public School District. Get those on your calendar and be a part of these budget hearings. Ask for answers. More after this.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Two pilots competing in a National Air Championship air races in Reno, Nevada died yesterday after their planes collided while landing. The Reno Air Racing Association made the announcement. The accident took place around 2 p.m. during a race at the conclusion of a 5-day air show. Fred Telling, chairman of the Reno Air Races Association, wrote that he was completely devastated and heartbroken. In a social media post yesterday, the annual air show has been held in the Nevada desert since 1964. However, a series of deaths at the event has raised questions over its regulations. Three pilots died at the race in 2007, and 10 spectators and a pilot were killed in a crash in 2011. Texas state senators over the weekend acquitted Attorney General Ken Paxton of all impeachment charges, allowing him to return to his job. Lance Pry, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind? Let us know at 701-271-1100 on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Let me see what's for lunch today. You hungry, Kev?
Oh, I you know, I can always have a bite.
Yeah. Good stuff here, by golly.
Never been known to turn down a nice French dip in Valley City or a little Swedish meatballs in Glendon. Depends
on Valley City. Valley City today, meatloaf or scallop potatoes and ham.
Okay.
NP Avenue, chicken tenders and mac and cheese.
Yep.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Harwood location off exit I-29. They have a new car wash there now. Pulled pork today. Glendon along Highway 10 has orange chicken. Ulan has meatloaf. Good stuff today. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Don't forget Mondays. At PetroServe USA, one of my favorite days because a real weakness of mine is those muffins. They have great muffins. You ever go there when they're actually baking the muffins and you just, the smell, oh, so good. Any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. 27 before the top of the hour here, John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment here in our weekly chat. John, welcome. How are you?
Doing great.
So I'm a little confused. When we first, and the Center of the American Experiment was on the cutting edge of this, exposing that schools were looking at Minnesota law, which had changed as part of the education omnibus package, and by the reading from law enforcement and schools, they said, we can't have school resource officers in the school anymore. And there was an uproar, and it was going to be fixed, and even Governor Walz came out and said he was for a special session. And then you guys found out that a group of Democrats met, large block of the radical DFL wing. They're all pretty much radical, if you ask me, if you look at the legislation that's come out. But they said, no, we like it the way it is. We don't want to change it. And actually, a story in the Forum newspaper is just 2 days ago saying Minnesota DFL leaders say school officers' law shouldn't change. So they're okay with this now. Now what do we do, John?
Well, you heard it here first, Scott. The House DFL caucus met, I'm told, on Labor Day. That's how important this was. And what they decided was, look, we like what's happening here. We passed this bill on purpose. If school resource officers have been pulled out in 45 school districts at a minimum, we like that. We want police officers out of the schools. So if Governor Walz were to call a special session, we wouldn't change a thing. And it was after that that Governor Walz announced that having said he was open to calling a special session, he now said, well, never mind, I'm not going to do it. And he got on the airplane and flew to Tokyo. You know, he's out of the picture. You know, you made a reference a moment ago, Scott, and people do this all the time, you know, to kind of the radical wing of the DFL party. I forget how you phrased it. But, Scott, the key thing for listeners to understand is that there's only one way that DFLers in the Minnesota legislature vote. They all vote the same way. They talk a little differently, but they vote the same. And so all of the things that we saw, the really objectionable things that we saw coming out of the 2023 legislative session in Minnesota, they all passed with, for example, in the Senate, you know, all those horrible pieces of legislation passed 34-33 with all of the Senate DFLers voting in favor. It was the same thing in the House. So we're seeing that now. You know, a lot of people are concerned. A lot of students are concerned because of school resource officers who help to keep the schools safe are unfortunately having to be pulled out because of the provisions of this new law that really make it impossible for them to do their jobs.
This is really unbelievable. And again, if you have a DFLer that represents you in Minnesota, they are accountable for this right now. Because, as John very eloquently said, they can say something like, oh, I'd like this to change, and we're working hard to change it, and we're meeting with people, and we're really... But if they can't convince Governor Walz and the other Democrats to have a special session to deal with this specifically so these school resource officers can go back in schools, then they're culpable.
Exactly.
This is on them.
And Scott, it's really interesting. You know, we've seen this anecdotally. We've also seen it, you know, statistically. It's very important to school safety for these school resource officers to be there. Just last year, Harding High School, they booted out their school resource officers. They said, hey, you know, we don't want cops in our schools. Cops make things more dangerous, right? That's the left-wing ideology talking. Well, shortly after that, a boy was murdered in the hall at Harding High School. I mean, think about that. He was murdered walking down the hall inside Harding High School. So then the high school relented and they said, okay, well, maybe we better have a school resource officer back. And they stationed him outside the front door. They said, okay, we'll have a police officer, but he can't come indoors. He has to stand outside the front door. And this is after a kid had gotten murdered in the corridor. Now here's another thing. There's a recent survey on this, and we wrote about this on our website, AmericanExperiment.org. Kids got polled. Okay, kids actually got polled, and 94%, they were asked, do you agree with this or not? Do you agree that it is a good idea to have an SRO or police officer at our school? 94% of eighth graders agree. They say, yes, I agree with that. Good idea.
Of course they do.
94% of ninth graders, 91% of 11th graders. So the kids are overwhelmingly saying, we feel safer if we've got a school resource officer in our school. And yet we have legislators who are so beholden to this far left ideology that says, oh, it's, you know, police officers are bad, that they won't relent.
So what can be done? I mean, this needs to be a political pain point for Walz and the Democrats. We can't just let this, you know, fade off into the sunset and just say, okay, well, they won because they don't want to change the law. They want to have a special session. What do we do?
Well, Scott, you know, we're a democracy. And at the end of the day, the people that we elect are going to do what they want to do. And if they're not doing what the voters want to do, you know, they need to hear from the voters at the polls. You know, I mean, that's the simple answer is that if people who are listening, who've been observing what's been happening with this issue, and I would say a lot of other issues, and they don't like it, well, sharpen your pencil and get ready to vote the next time you have an opportunity. And I would add this, Scott. You know, in 2022, we saw an election in Minnesota in which the overwhelming issue, for whatever reason, was abortion. And a lot of people went out and they voted on that issue and that issue only. And I think a lot of people ought to look in the mirror and say, you know, did that really make sense, what I did there? Because there's a lot of other issues that are awfully important, you know. And Minnesota, of course, already had a liberal abortion law. That wasn't going to change. And I think we're seeing the results of that. I think we're seeing the result of what happens when voters go out there and they vote on one issue that, in fact, really isn't at play. And then they're surprised when they find out that all these other bad things are happening that apparently they weren't thinking about. Well, there's another election coming up. And I think that voters just need to be paying attention.
20 before the top of the hour, a few more minutes with John Hinderacher. I really noticed a trend over the weekend on all the Sunday shows, which is kind of sets the stage for the week ahead. And, you know, in politics and what you're it is getting to the point of really remarkable to see the amount of chatter among Democrats about Joe Biden's job performance. He had a horrible week last week. Do you think we're seeing the beginning of the end for the Biden presidency here?
Well, I sure hope so, Scott. I've been saying for a long time that Joe Biden's not going to be the Democrats' nominee in 2024. You know, we'll see. Maybe that's right. Maybe it's wrong. I tried to research this, Scott, and it's weirdly hard to find out online what are the filing deadlines for these upcoming Democratic primaries. The first one, they've shuffled the deck. The first one's now in South Carolina. I can't figure out what the filing deadline is for that. But I've been saying for a long time that at some point here, Joe Biden is going to announce he's giving a televised speech from the Oval Office, and he's going to go on camera, and he's going to say, you know, he always meant to run for a second term, but just in recent weeks, he's had some medical issues, and he's concluded that it just wouldn't be fair to the country for him to seek a second term, and therefore he's going to serve out his term, but he's going to retire and leave the field open to other Democrats, and, you know, there'll be a tear rolling down his cheek and so on. And my theory has been that they would do that just in time so that a day or two later, Gavin Newsom could announce that he's filed to run in all the Democratic primaries and he's raised, you know, $50 million or whatever. He's announcing his candidacy. Now, I'm still guessing that that's what's going to happen, Scott, but I'm not sure what the timetable is. I mean, I think these filing deadlines are coming up. So, you know, maybe that's why we are now seeing this issue is coming to a head.
Biden has record high disapproval now in among some key groups. We hear about the infamous suburban moms, right? Suburban voters. 38% right now approve of his performance in the suburban voter category. Women, 39% approve, 60% disapprove. I can go on down the line. The numbers are going the wrong way for the guy. And this is why, obviously, some Democrats are starting to throw him under the bus. James Carville, most recently, David Ignatius. That column really sent shockwaves through, you know, D.C. This is. I don't think this is going away.
Well, it's not going away, and I think that what's really happening here, Scott, is whatever you think of Biden, the Biden administration's policies, you know, Bidenomics, not very popular, right? But what has gone on in addition to that is it is blindingly obvious that Biden can't do the job. He doesn't have the mental awareness to serve as president. I mean, somebody else obviously is doing the work, making the decisions. But I think pretty much everybody has now figured out that Biden just, you know, literally can't do the job. And I think that is what, more than anything else, is driving all this recent talk about replacing him.
And it's going to be fascinating to watch if indeed what you're predicting happens, there's going to be chaos.
That's what I've been saying, too. I mean, the question is how. How is he going to leave? Is he resign the presidency? Does he serve out his term? Can he serve out his term?
He doesn't resign. I mean, the Democrats are just hoping, you know, he makes it to January of 2025. If he resigned or if he died in office, you know. Then we got Kamala Harris, which they do not want. I mean, trust me, that is what they don't want. So their scenario is he serves out his term. He lasts until, you know, November of 2024. And then they have primaries, you know, and if Kamala wants to run in the primaries, she obviously can. I don't think she's been out there raising money, and I don't think she would win.
What a mess. What an absolute mess.
Exactly. All
we're left to do is say, I told you so. And we did many times. John Hinderacher, always a great conversation. Thank you, sir. AmericanExperiment.org. Check them out, folks.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
North Dakota's home for Chevy. My friends at Pucklich, Valley City and Bismarck. You need a truck? Well, they got them. Chevy GMC in Valley City. New and used. And the little secret about Pucklich Valley City is 9 times out of 10, they take in a trade-in. It's from somebody they sold that vehicle to new. So they know the owner. They know the history. They've done the service work on it. An incredible amount of them. If you look at their pre-owned inventory, they can tell you literally who owned it. PucklichValleyCity.com to browse the selection. Some great interest rates on the new ones now, too, and they got a great selection of new. And that 2024 is something. The glass cockpit and the Silverado is just fantastic. It's really great. We mentioned before the break, causing everyone to have a chill sent up their spine. You know, the scenario on does Biden resign? Does he announce he's not going to run again, but he'll fill out the term? Where does Kamala Harris fit in all this? Kamala was busy at North Carolina State University.
Oh!
recently, and she cranked up the word salad machine. I thought you'd like this.
Yeah.
First of all, note the tenor and the topic of the question, and then her answer.
Okay.
For you is, what measures do you support to combat environmental racism?
By the way, what is environmental racism?
I was just going to ask you.
Did somebody describe me what environment? So, like, the environment says I'm going to be
racist?
Harsher on you because you're of color?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, the question was, what measures do you support to combat environmental racism? Here's her answer.
What measures do you support to combat environmental racism and its impact on vulnerable populations?
Oh, big applause. Big applause for that.
There's so much there. I mean, we talked about it in terms of equity and inclusion and diversity, right? We need to, first of all, agree and acknowledge that there are systems that have been long in place that need to be reformed. So, for example, our criminal justice system. And the work that we need to do to recognize the disparities that exist there.
What in the world? First of all, she goes to equity and inclusion and diversity, which is the famous, DEI movement
that
basically says every city, county, every state needs to have these, DEI police, right? But what that has to do with environmental racism, I don't know.
Well, what does bail reform and prison have to do with environmental racism, whatever that is?
Word salad. There you go. Mark in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
I can't
make it up.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, this thing with school boards and stuff, I've been calling into you guys for months now, even before the first of the year, about the Williston school board.
Yep.
I go to some of these meetings as much as I can, but I've gotten involved with the Sons of Liberty and Moms for Liberty, and those Moms for Liberty are all over this thing. And I know that you're probably just getting as mad as everybody else is now because it's hitting close to home for you. But they want to raise my taxes here in Williston, my property taxes. They can't even account for the 300 some odd million dollars that nobody knows where it went, but yet they want more money. And
hire
the administrative office. They hire the administrative office, which takes care of their elections. So, it's back to corruption. You can't tell me that the school boards hire the people that run the elections, the administrative office, that aren't working for them. I've had people tell me that they have gone into school to register their kids, and they're handing them a ballot. There's no security on those ballots once they get into the box. I mean, this.
Let's go back to the budget.
We have got to get people together to turn this around. We've got to get these people out of here or start our own schools. And that's where Williston Kids First is working out right now. We're getting things together and trying to put funds together to start another private school. There are 950-some people, their families in Williston, that homeschool because they have no faith in the school board, in the school system here. So, I mean,
wow.
Yeah, we've been screaming about this on the radio for months. I've talked this before this last election. I made an appeal out there for Christian groups in the area, Promise Keepers, the Gideons, Men of Faith. You want to know how many? We put out 15,000 door hangers. We went door to door. We had signs up. We pulled signs around the city for weeks and days, and I can't tell you how much money I've spent in this thing.
And you didn't get the outcome you wanted.
15,000 flyers. You want to know how many people voted? Less than 2,500 people voted.
Wow. Yeah, that's apathy. There's the problem, Mark, right there. You just nailed it. The whole problem of everything you're concerned about with the Williston public school system is that not enough people in Williston obviously care.
We need a Mark on every week.
Yeah.
I mean, what is so hard about going to vote in a...
I'm on every week because... But yeah, it's so irritating. And if we don't turn this stuff around in North Dakota at the school, at the local levels, it's going to go into the state level.
You're right, Mark. Appreciate the call. Appreciate your passion on it. Others agree or disagree, let us know in Williston. Next hour, Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, plus Sherry Haugen-Hoffert, member of the Public Service Commission, on the vote Friday to reconsider the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline. By the way, Ed Schaefer in for me tomorrow. I'll be winging my way to Watford City for the annual Petroleum Conference meeting. And on Friday, Kev's going to be here because I'll be at Parents Weekend at ASU. So just a little preview of what's to come this week on What's Under.
Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers, $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0 and more. But great news, the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, or $80 for a limited time 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Your order.